This Get Made. Hey everybody, welcome to a How Did This Get Made mini episode. Now you know the show. You know how it works. Every week we tell you the movie we're going to watch, then you watch it, and then we talk about it. But we're going to do things differently in 2012. Our mini episodes are going to become a little fuller, a little bit more richer, tell you a little bit more about the movie that we are going to be watching. But first, let's take care of some housekeeping. First of all, another live show is coming up. That's right, if you missed our first live show, Superman 3 with the amazing Damon Lindelof and Jack O'Halloran, you missed out. It was great. We're doing another live show February 7th, L.A., Largo, Los Angeles. Again, you can buy tickets now. The movie is one that you've been asking for quite some time. Birdemic, Shock and Terror. If you thought The Room was the best bad movie, then watch out. Because this movie, I think it trumps it. While not as amazing in the dialogue, the effects alone, which look like they were clip-arted out, are going to blow your mind. So definitely, if you're in L.A. or the L.A. vicinity, come and check us out February 7th over at Largo, Los Angeles. And also, we are almost done with our Ridiculous Cage t-shirts. We're in the final 20. Some sizes aren't even left, and we need a new t-shirt. So we come to you, our amazing audience, our audience who has given us so many well-photoshopped posters. I'm asking you guys, can you help us design a shirt? We're not good at this. We need your help. So please send us some designs. We'll have a contest. There'll be a winner. The winner will get some cool stuff. I don't know what that cool stuff is, but as we start to get designs in, we'll figure it out. Rest assured, you will be compensated, at least in bragging rights, if not more. Now, our movie for next week is a little-known film. It came out in 2011 called Trespass. This is not the Bill Paxton one. No, no, no. This is the one starring Nicolas Cage and Nicole Kidman. It's a home invasion movie. Now, you may have thought to yourself, why? I don't know anything about it. Well, here are some movie facts. The 2011 movie Trespass was directed by Batman and Robin's Joel Schumacher. It was shot for $35 million, and it made a grand total of $25,000. $35 million. $25,000. It is safe to say this movie lost money. But not only did it lose money, it won something. It became the first film to be brought to home video in the quickest amount of time. That's right. So the record was previously held by From Justin to Kelly, the American Idol movie, which got on DVD after only 29 days of being in the theater. Trespass got on DVD 18 days later. 18 days! It was only in the theater for 10 days. Holy moly. Time magazine named it one of the worst movies of 2011. Trespass has been panned by critics. It holds 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. And here's a great encapsulation review. Another claustrophobic thriller that Joel Schumacher can churn out in his sleep. Trespass is nasty and aggressive, more unpleasant than entertaining. The criticism basically of this movie is that the plot and the script are so bad, and it's actually stealing from a Spanish film. So basically, someone saw a Spanish film and just put a brand new name on it. But the best fact about this movie is simply that in the middle of filming, Nicolas Cage decided that he wanted to switch parts. That's right. In the middle of filming, he decided he wanted to play the bad guy, not the guy who was being held hostage. So production shut down while they had to deal with Nicolas Cage and bring him back to the movie to finish the part that he originally started shooting in. Although I would have loved if he did like a dual role like adaptation in this. I have a feeling this movie is going to be more painful than fun, but let's listen to the trailer together.
Not tonight.
I have to go with your mother on this. No, I don't want to meet with your buyer. I want to meet with you.
You look so beautiful.
Sarah, run! This is my house now. It's my house. It's my rules. Daddy's home.
Don't you just love surprises?
What do you want from us?
I don't know. Why don't we start with everything you got?
There's money here. There is money somewhere.
you let my wife leave, and then I'll give you what you want.
I'll give them what they want, please. Open the safe.
They'll kill us, Sarah. They'll just kill us if I do.
You're going to put your thumb on that thing sooner or later. Only question is whether it'll still be attached to your body.
We saw you sign for diamonds, lots of them.
My baby brother and your loving wife. That's why we're here. That's why we picked you.
If you save her, I'll do anything you want. You know that, don't you?
Open the safe.
No.
Nicolas Cage. Nicole Kidman. Trespass.
Okay, we're in it. We're in it together. I think when we finish watching this movie, this will be like our own Vietnam. This is going to be tough. It is all bad. It's all bad. Now, like I mentioned earlier, we're opening up the mini episode podcast. We're going to take some questions from you. You guys, yesterday I went on Facebook. I said, hey, can you write some questions to me? I'll answer some questions for you. And that's it. So, Dustin, please cue our fake social network music. Like I said, these are all questions that are off of Facebook. And just a reminder before I read these, to check out our brand new Earwolf message boards. That's right. They're brand new. They're easier. We can talk on there as well. I'll be answering all questions now. So let's get right into it. This one right here. Eddie Rafi Singham goes, I would love to hear a Piranha 3D episode with Adam Scott. Well, yeah, I would love to do it, but I don't want to just do it with Adam. I want to do it with Adam, Jerry, and Elizabeth. I want to bring everybody in here so we can really properly talk about this movie, which I love. I think it's great. I mean, I would put it on the Crank Fast Five side. So there you go over there. John Bollinger goes, stick with newer films. Well, no, come on. If we only stuck with newer films, we would never be able to experience the beauty of Leprechaun in the Hood or talk about the amazing performances by Richard Pryor in Superman 3. No, we go back and forth based on what we think will be the most entertaining. Because there's a lot of movies that are bad, but not fun bad. We need to find that kind of good middle ground, which brings up another good point. Guys, we are never going to review movies that no one has heard of. I feel like the best part about this show is talking about movies that people have seen or know. A lot of times I get emails that say, hey, I saw this movie on Netflix. It stars Flava Flav. Gary Busey's in it. It came out in 1988. Gingerbread Man 5. No, we're not going to do that. We want to do movies that people at least tried to make good. There was a willingness to try to make a movie that people would like. With those movies, I don't know who that's for. That's for people who are smoking pot late at night watching stars. All right, here's another question right here. Little Stevie Boyer goes, has there been any backlash by makers of the movies? Thankfully, no. I think that people know that we actually genuinely love these movies. And you know what? You can't deny that certain movies are bad. You know what? Sometimes you try for the best. You don't do it. You miss. You miss the shot. So hopefully people know that we're not attacking that. We're not going like, hey, man, Harry Potter sucked. You know, we're not trying to be haters. We're just trying to really get to the bottom of it. Because some of these bad movies have more questions than they do answers. This is from Sarah Swoboda. She goes, I love your show. Thank you. But you guys got to check yourselves with the use of the word like. With all due respect and love, seriously, I know. We say like a lot. We say awesome a lot. We say a lot of things that would make you think that none of us went to college and we don't have a giant vocabulary. I apologize for that. I don't think it's going to stop. I'm going to think about it. Jason knows about it. We're going to try. But it's not intentional, Sarah. But if you want to keep a tracker of how many times we do say like, that would be fun. We could always check in at the end of the movie. Anna Rembizrink goes, I totally butchered your name, Anna. What was the last movie you walked out of? I have never walked out of a movie. I have stopped movies at DVDs, but I've never walked out. I've paid the money. I want to see it through. Although I did come very close walking out for Last Action Hero. But that was a long time ago. As a kid, I was like, this is not good. I don't like this. Why do I hate this so much? But no, when I'm in the theater, I will watch the whole thing or I'll make myself go to sleep. But I will stay until the credits. I paid for it. The seat is mine. Let's see here. Will you ever do Troll 2? That is from Holt Pringden. Again, butchering names. Yeah, we'd love to do it. Troll 2 falls in that category of Birdemic and The Room. But I think if we can do it in an interesting way, we will do it. All right, people. Oh, you know, a lot of people ask this. And I'm going to just put this as a general thing. Why don't you do this movie? Why don't you do this movie? Well, sometimes we can't do those movies because we have friends in those movies. And we have not shared with them that we don't think they are good. And so that is, honestly, that's the almost honest opinion we can give. Sometimes we have to cautiously sidestep certain movies. So if you see a glaring omission, I can't say which ones, but there have been a lot of emails about one movie in particular. If you see a glaring omission, chances are we have somebody that we know that we like in that movie that may not be on the same page as us. And we value our friendships, and there are plenty of bad movies. So there you go. What good movies do you guys actually like? Oh, man. I love a lot of good movies. I just saw that movie Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. That's really good. I like that. I like Tintin. Thought Tintin was really good. This is also from Jack Horatio. Tintin made me go, what the hell, Steven Spielberg? Crystal Skull, so shitty. And then Tintin, so good. Same thing. Come on, just make it live action. You know, speaking of that, man, I'd love to do Crystal Skull on this. We should do that. Note to self. How do you know when you really love someone? That's from Nick Kavarsky. I think you really know when you love someone when you have no problem taking them to Red Lobster and picking up the bill. Who gives better blowjobs, Ewoks or Michael Bolton? Well, I'm glad you brought this up. This is a question that I've done a lot of research on. I'm going to say it's an Ewok. You know, part of it has to do with the fur. And Michael Bolton, you know, yeah, he's got the blowing power, but it's too intense. So Marcos Reyes, go get your Ewok blowjob. You'll enjoy it. But if it was Ewoking him up, it's a whole different story. All right, let's see here. One last question. After 30 episodes, are you still enjoying bad movies? Because Jason seems to genuinely despise some of them. Yes, it's a love-hate thing. You know, it's torture to watch. Sometimes you're watching that thing, 25 minutes have passed, and you're like, really? 25 minutes? Come on, no. Start doing laundry. It's like 35 minutes. Like, what is going on? But we get through it. We get through it for you. And that's why we want to pick movies that are actually fun to watch. The Jingle All the Ways, the Superman 3s. We have a couple movies coming up right now that I'm really excited. Do you have any exciting plans for new people to come on the show? New writers, actors, directors? Yes, we do. But as always, we rely on the power of our listeners and our friends and anyone who likes the podcast. If you know someone involved with a bad movie that has a sense of humor about it, tell them. Let them know. Come on here. It's a safe environment. Even if it's a good, crazy movie. Like, if anyone knows the maker of Face Off or someone who was in Face Off, bring them on. Let's talk about it. That's a crazy great movie. How much preparation goes into each episode? Oh my gosh. John Briggs, good question. So much. So much preparation. We spend at least, upwards of 3 to 40 hours. I have no idea. We watch the movie. We research the movie. I go online, get your questions and thoughts, and that's about it. You know, we don't put too much thought into it because we like to come in here pretty raw, without even talking to each other. June and I, of course, are married, and we don't even talk about it when we watch it together, because we want it to be all raw here on the air. And then, finally, Jack Horatio Gregson goes, why is Piranha 3DD going straight to DVD in the UK? Jack, I don't know. It may not. That's what I hear. But it's definitely coming out here in America in the spring. Piranha 3DD, me and Ving Rhames, Robot Legs. You got to watch that. Come on, that's not going to let you down. All right, so thank you guys so much for listening to this mini episode. We can be done with the social network music. And just a reminder, get us some t-shirt designs. And also, please buy a ticket for the brand new How Did This Get Made Live in LA, Birdemic, with special guests from Birdemic. Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom.com. Oh.
The Wolf Dead.